Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
And indeed, as you heard in the studio, Dr. Kim Kendall, all the way from Sydney, Australia, welcome to Chicago.
Thanks, guys. It's fabulous to be here.
Well, and you've been here before to Chicago, I mean.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So what is the biggest difference between Sydney? Sydney is in some ways, I think, similar to Chicago. Instead of Lake Michigan, there's this giant ocean, but it's somewhat similar. You have your version of Navy Pier, where you have this place, I forget what it's called, that goes out where the Opera House is. I think there's...
Been a long point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is very similar. They're both big, sophisticated cities with traffic problems.
Yes.
But it's you can find almost anything that you want in Sydney. And we have some architectural wonders as well, the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House. The Opera House was groundbreaking. So it's a beautiful place to live, but sometimes you end up working so hard you don't appreciate where you live.
Yeah, that's very, very true. In Chicago, the same is true. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. You can, and I'm sure you will, text us at that same number, 312-981-7200. 7200. Dr. Kim Kendall is a cat veterinarian, so any cat questions you might have, also the author of Cats Revealed, collection by Dr. Kim Kendall. This is a trilogy, actually, this book. Or
yeah.
Part of one.
There are three little books in there, and we combined them into one for the print version, and it's available online for download and stuff. But I'm now working on the fourth book of the trilogy.
Ooh, well, it's like those movies. Online though, you can get these as well, right? As
yes.
Ebooks as part one, part two, part three.
Yes, correct. Yeah. And it's what I've thought about, what I've learned about cats, and what I think cats think about us. So it's for general readership.
What do they think about us?
Well, when you ask them in the right way, they think we're rather dim, other cats.
I believe that. They are kind of two things about cats. One, and I think I'm anthropomorphizing more than just a little bit. But that they think that, I agree, they think they're better. And also they're kind of control freaks.
They are control freaks. And that comes from being intermediary between, they live alone, essentially. I mean, we make them live in groups. And
well, I disagree with that. Because so if the cat gets outside, where does it land? With other cats. Cats that are outdoors, unless it's an owned indoor-outdoor cat, they always associate with other cats, and they live in groups, right? Live in colonies.
That's if people are around.
No.
So there's usually a feeding point. So
yes.
If you look at the cat's choices where they have to hunt on their own and so forth, it's based on biomass, you know, the availability of rats and mice, essentially, for them. So given their druthers, most cats would rather not meet another cat. So they do view us rather fondly, but if you take their wild state, they are both prey and predator, and they walk alone. So they're very worried about change, because change could mean somebody's going to eat you.
Yeah. So before we went on the air, in fact, last night, you were visiting us, and we talked about how dogs, in your opinion, in one way may not be so faithful. It turns out, you say, dogs can be liars, where cats always tell the truth. How do you know this?
Well, there's I tell people that we've taught dogs to lie, but cats don't get it. Cats will always go through their full repertoire of signaling to tell you that they're going to bite you. If you're not looking for it, you may miss it, because it can be fast, and cats are very, very fast.
It could also be subtle.
And it's subtle. You have to know what you're looking for.
Exactly.
And that's the difference between, you know, a vet who knows how to not get bitten and one who doesn't like cats because they get bitten too much. But dogs dogs don't want to bite you either. Most dogs are not aggressive until you back them into a corner. But if you back them into a corner on a regular basis, and you punish their signaling, they're saying, "I don't want to be here. I want to bite. You know, I want to get away." And you keep pushing them, and then they will bite you. But if you punish them for telling you, "I don't want to be here," then they'll compress that signaling. So then the dog becomes apparently unpredictable because they know they're going to get punished for telling you that they're going to bite you. They learn to lie.
According to Dr. Kim Kendall. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. Lots of telephone calls, so let's get to some of them. Robert, you are up first. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Robert?
Hello, dear out there from Australia.
Hi. It does exist.
one of my good friends is from Australia. His name is Paul, but when he pronounces it, he said, "My name is Paul." And people can't figure out what he's saying. Anyhow, I rescued a cat 2 days ago from the city of Chicago in a sewer.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they told me I couldn't go down there. That didn't work for me. So I pulled them out and cleaned them all up with Fresh Wave. And I went to my local cat vet, and she said, "We got to let it take its course." Because he was kind of hanging on in sewer water. Now, he hasn't left my side yet. And he loves to talk. And I know it's a mix, but is there anything special I should do considering where he was? Because some piece of crap threw him into the sewer.
Amazing. Well, first of all, good for you for getting this cat out. The city told you not to bother? I don't believe that.
Oh, yeah. They said, "You can't take that sewer cap off. It has to be done by, you know, union or whatever." And
what?
I said, "Arrest me."
I don't know. I don't know of any union employees whose job it is to rescue cats from sewers. But good for you for doing this. It's quite heroic that you did this. Kim, is there any advice we can give him?
Well, I think the cat has worked very hard to get into your company. I mean, you know, you had to find him in the sewer, and you've had to have him, and he's let you wash him up and all that sort of stuff. The only the real issue that the cat vet's worried about is that he's licked off his coat all that crap that's in the sewer, and whether that'll affect him or not. But in fact, cat's intestines are actually pretty tough, and just don't go overboard with the feeding, but feed high quality. Whenever I'm worried about a sick cat, I just feed them chicken for 2 or 3 days and things like yogurt and probiotics, and I think you'll find you've got a great friend for life.
Not raw chicken, to be clear.
Cooked, yeah. Cats prefer the texture.
All right, does that help a bit?
Yeah, it's going to do good. I've got another cat that I rescued in. He's got to be Siamese or part Siamese because he never stops talking.
Well, just kind of like this radio host, I believe. Thank you very much, Robert.
All right, and God bless you guys.
Thank
Great
you.
Great news.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Our number, 312-981-7200. And this is, I hit the wrong button. That is my fault. That's what happens early in the morning, Jill. Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome from Australia.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was going to touch on something you said about them not liking change.
Yes.
I have a 6-year-old black cat, female, and a 2-year-old male Siamese. And I want to rearrange my bedroom. And I had just moved a little dresser about 2 inches. And they have their little paths where they like to jump from this place to this place. And he jumped and he fell.
Oh, no.
It was about 2 inches difference. So I'm wondering, if I rearrange this whole bedroom, how upset are they going to get?
Well, the arrangement may have been a little too subtle for them to understand. It's the same as when somebody just moves the garbage bin that you're used to driving around, and 2 inches isn't enough for you to notice, so you knock it over.
Right.
Some cats get very distressed about a whole room being moved around. That's where you start to get the litter box problems, is when the cats are frustrated by that. But in fact, 90% of cats won't care, as long as you're not introducing new furniture and new smells and so forth that that can worry them that somebody else has moved in.
Might feel away help a little bit?
Yeah, feel away is quite good for...
Explain what that is.
So feel away is a pheromone, which means it's an external hormone, if you want to think about it that way. And cats produce it themselves, and they rub it on things that they like. So there's a French guy who's distilled this and put it into a diffuser. And you put that in the room. It would actually be a good idea to put that in the room 24 hours before you start moving the furniture. And then you start moving the furniture around. And because cats are so olfactory, they'll think that... they'll smell this smell, think, oh, everything's fine in here, and not worry so much. And I'd be really surprised if they missed the jump again.
Jill, thank you.
Yes, he did. Thank you so much. I'll do that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jill.
Good on you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is WGN Radio, 12 minutes before 7 o'clock. 8 minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN. You've heard about Freshwave products and their amazing ability to remove unwanted odors from just about anywhere in your home. They do it naturally and effectively. Listen to these true stories from two raving, I think that's good, Freshwave fans. Lisa wrote, I'm a neat freak, yet could not keep the cat's litter box smell from spreading throughout the house, something you're well aware of, Dr. Kendall. I found out about Freshwave on WGN and picked up a gel at my local Ace Hardware. I opened up the Freshwave gel, and the same day, the litter box stink, gone, just like that. And this story from Vicky. I have a front load washer and for years have had a foul odor coming from it. I just found Freshwave Laundry Booster and had to try it. Bam! Problem solved. Freshwave products are made using only natural ingredients, no masking fragrances or harsh chemicals available at Bed Bath & Beyond, Ace Hardware, Target, Whole Foods, Mariano's, and The Container Store. To find your nearest retailer, go to freshwaveworks.com to find a list of stores near you. Amanda Vinicky is in this morning to talk about politics after 7 o'clock, and I understand she is talking about a prayer breakfast at the state of Illinois at our capital in Springfield, and that breakfast probably, if they're really praying about making Illinois better, will probably last about a month because it's going to take that long, I think. We are talking to feline veterinarian Dr. Kim Kendall from Down Under from Australia. My cat seems to yowl. This is a text, 312-981-7200. You can call or text. My cat seems to yowl in the middle of the night. Is my cat seeing ghost? What do you think?
Your cat's trying to get your attention, and I bet you get up in the morning, you get up at night and you feed the cat to see if that'll quiet it down, and whoops, you've just trained it to yowl for the next evening.
Or, you know, I would argue there might be something wrong with the cat. So the cat might it might be attention seeking, but maybe for a reason. You know, maybe the cat's in pain.
Yeah.
If this is an older cat, maybe a sign of feline cognitive dysfunction disorder, kind of like Alzheimer's in cats.
It really does depend on the age and what else the cat is doing. But an awful lot of cats get their owners, I call it kitty blackmail. And they train their owners.
This cat is 16. So she's written like a series of texts about
the cat.
Okay, there you go.
An overactive thyroid would be the number one thing you'd be looking for there, or some arthritis. But if it's a young cat, then they're just training you into their habits.
My cat's rear end may be hurting and is scooting on the ground. What do you think?
Well, scooting's actually pretty rare in cats. Scooting is where they're rubbing under their tail as they drag along the ground. Is that the same thing that you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
So I've seen that very rarely, but cats can actually get allergies of their back end, of their rectum and anus, and it's not so much anal glands in cats, but an allergy. So I usually end up working with food allergies and things like that to stop them scooting.
At least that's where you start.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's painful back there in some way, too. It's a possibility.
It's more itchy, I think.
You think? Yeah. So this is my way of itching it. And we're talking about allergies, potentially, and your question is about just that?
Yes, I have an elderly cat, and he seems to have a sinusitis. He sneezes great gobs of white gunk, just
very frequently.
Good morning. Yes. Enjoy your breakfast.
Yeah. And they always want to involve you in that. Usually you get, yes. They usually do share it quite nicely. Has he been doing it for a long time or is it just recent?
Yes, it seems to come yearly.
Yeah, there is a condition called allergic rhinitis. And in general, especially if it's white or, well, liquidy looking, rather than yellow or green, then you can try an awful lot of things, but like hay fever in people, it's just not going to go away. So it's a matter of how much intervention is needed compared to the amount of distress of the cat. So if the cat's eating and the what he sneezes out is not too sticky, then in general, and especially if it's seasonal, you just wait for the end of the season.
All right. Thank you very much, Ann. WGN, 4 minutes before 7 o'clock. Our time is just about up. I mean, it happens that fast. It's pretty...
When you're having fun.
I know. The name of the book is Cats Revealed Collection. So if you go to my blog later today, that's stevedale.tv, I'll have a link to where you can go online. And what is it? Get a free book?
Yeah. The first little book is free, and the other two are only a couple of bucks. And you just download it and read it at your leisure.
Yeah, they literally are only a couple of bucks. So stevedale.tv later today. Of course, you all go to my blog every day. That Dave Schwann does nothing but that, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, so he says. And he's thinking...
Of course I look at the blog.
Yes, naturally you do.
Couldn't live without it.
I will test you next week.